Club of Orange, and I'm the Rotary Club's project coordinator on this interesting little project. Okay, what we've got in front of us here is an old timber cottage. It's Oregon, which reconciles with the belief that has actually been transported over from America as a kit home. For that cottage to have been purchased and transported and erected on this site would have cost a reasonable amount of money in its day, so the person that brought it here obviously had some wealth. The cottage has been relocated about 500 metres from its original site. It is still within the boundaries of the original Narambla homestead, which is from about 300 or 400 metres to the west of where the cottage stands, right through to the Ophir Road out to the east. So it's a very interesting building. The land where the cottage stands is the same property that Banjo Paterson was born on. We've now got to look at trying to join the dots to get some more history on the actual residence and the life and so forth of this particular cottage, leading into the 150th anniversary of Paterson's birth on Narambla.
It's been an ongoing project here in the Orange community. Where are we at? What stage is this project at now to restore the cottage?
Okay, the biggest challenge was actually transporting it across. That took some time and some effort, but Lindsay Harris's house removalist did a fantastic job getting it here. The Orange City Council's been tremendous with their support in allowing us this site and helping us with various works. The cottage has now had the roof almost replaced. There's just about a third of the roof, if that, to be reattached. We've got the iron here. It's all been re-corrugated and will be attached this weekend. We're looking at the old cottage on the gables here. There's some corrugated iron which was added. We're going to take that off on Saturday to have a look at the cladding underneath. But the whole cottage, apart from the roof, was clad with weatherboard. The two verandas need to be replaced, as do the two chimneys, which would have had open fireplaces when the cottage was originally built.
How much is this whole project costing to restore it, to move it over here initially and now restore it and, I guess, continue your research?
Our budget was somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000. But what we're finding is fantastic. The community support and the contributions of people to date have meant that just about everything has been done complimentary and so forth. So we've had, I think, around about 15 or 16 people supporting us, either through financial or in-kind support.
Quite a lot of support, and I guess that leads to the next point this weekend and the next stage of what you're asking from the community. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Okay, we're getting to the stage now that the home will be waterproofed with the roof on, and then we'll start to look at the verandas and the recladding of the cottage. After we've got the external restorations finished, we'll be going internally for repairs as necessary to floors and walls, and then the subsequent paintings. What we're looking for is some tradesmen that might be interested in contributing to this community project. They can tell their grandchildren that they helped save some Orange history. But people that are fairly handy with their tools, just to help out with the recladding and other carpentry work and general building work with the verandas and so forth.
And is the project on track? Will it be done by February next year?
I believe it will be done. We're pretty well online at the moment. July was our roof target date, and we'll meet that next weekend. We've then got to look at the verandas and the chimneys. They're sort of things that will be the bigger jobs coming up.
Standing here in front of the cottage, how do you feel after all the hard work that has gone in so far for you to see that this project is gradually taking shape to how you want it?
It's getting exciting. We're very excited and, I suppose, relieved to see it actually on site. We're getting lovely stories coming out of it, and we're keen to preserve that, as well as profile the beautiful fact that Banjo Paterson was born somewhere on this property.